السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected علماء and friends, indeed it is a historic day in our country today, and it is appropriate that we discuss the Jummah talk today in light of what is happening in our country. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that we are followers of the deen, Islam, which caters for every minute detail need of insan. This deen of ours caters for every minute detail of mankind. The laws of Islam strives to establish harmony, in fact, perfect harmony between the mind, the body, the soul, and the environment that we live in accordance to every time that we live in. That is the law of Islam, alhamdulillah. It creates this perfect harmony. No matter what time we live in, no matter what challenges we face, the law of Islam strives to establish that harmony. And our life's friends can be divided into three categories. The time that we spend in union with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time that we spend in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one set of our time in our lives. Another set of time in our life is the time that we are engaged in fulfilling the basic needs of ourselves, that is, striving for a livelihood, seeing to the needs at home, the domestic needs, etc. And this is another time in our life. And the third time in our life is our free time. The free time wherein we are permitted to enjoy the lawful and permissible things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it permissible for us to enjoy. That is the free time. In fact, ulama have even gone to the extent of saying that the free time that we spend in the lawful and permissible things of Islam, of life, is in reality a tonic and a refreshment and a vitality for the first 2 periods of our time. Our life could be compared to a pressure cooker. If there is no room for the steam to escape, the pressure cooker can explode. In a similar fashion, our life, friends, if it does not have a permissible outlet to let off steam, then the nerves and our lives can become very boring, and in reality, we will not be able to have the vitality to enjoy even our ibadah and our work. And therefore, we must that it is necessary for us to sometimes take a break. Having said that, friends, we also need to understand that the deen of ours, that Islam, is a very natural deen. And a natural deen caters for the basic natural needs of man. And therefore, the law of Islam does not suppress the natural needs and the basic natural needs of man, it rather sets limits for it. And this is an important aspect that we need to keep in mind in all our walks of life. That the law of Islam does not suppress the basic natural needs of man, and one of the needs that is spoken of our own free time, it rather sets limits for it. Now let us look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, friends, in relation to the free time, in relation to recreation, in relation to amusement, sport, physical activity, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, friends, in spite of having the burning desire of seeing success of insan and mankind for the year after, who had extreme pain for the success of insan in the year after, who was always anxious about the success of his companions on the day of Qiyamah, so that they may have the success of Jannah. In spite of this anxiousness, and no one could be more anxious, and no one can have more pain for the success of insan on the day of Qiyamah than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in spite of having this pain, in spite of having this anxiousness for the success of insan on the day of Qiyamah, spent time in recreation and amusement and physical activity with the Sahaba Ikram Iwanullah Ta'ala Alim Ismail, with the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, his pious wives, our mothers, and the children that lived in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in athletics. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in lance throwing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in horse riding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in wrestling. So the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in accordance to the natural goal of Islam that caters for every minute need of insan. On one occasion on the day of Eid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some Abyssinians playing with a spear. When they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approaching, they became hesitant to continue playing with the spears. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, continue playing so that the Jews and the Christians, subhanAllah, so that the Jews and the Christians know that there is vastness in this deen of ours. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and some little girls were playing in the streets of Medina. And when seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was trying to prevent and stop the little girls from playing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr, oh Abu Bakr, let them play so that the Jews and the Christians know that there is space in this deen of ours. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in one of the areas of Madinatul Munawwara, and he came across some people that were practicing lance throwing, spear throwing. And he addressed them saying, oh Bani Banu Aslama, continue throwing and practicing to shoot, because your father Ismail was a very good archer. And I am going to join this group and I'm going to be party with this group in opposing you. And when they started shooting and the opposite party became hesitant to shoot, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, why are you shooting? And they said, oh Nabi of Allah, how can we continue to shoot when you are with them? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, friends, what a beautiful deed we have. What balance does it create? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, I am with all of you and he participated with both. So we learn from what I said in the introduction of my talk and from the examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the laws of Islam and the sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not come to suppress the natural needs of insan, but it has come to set its limits. Now what are the limits, friends, in conclusion, to come to the end of our talk? There are many ahadith, there are many ayat of the Quran Kareem that gives us guidance in this field. However, I'm only going to relate to you one verse of the Quran Kareem. And if you understand this verse of the Quran Kareem, it will help us, friends, in every walk of life, whether it is in our business activities, whether it is in our domestic life, whether it is in the area of sports, recreation, and amusement. The comprehensiveness of this verse is so intense that this verse has been included in the Jummah khutbah every Friday. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. There were many people and even tribes that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Rasulullah, what is the message of Islam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse and they accepted Islam. Tribes upon tribes accepted Islam on the mere listening of this verse. And this verse will be a guide for us in every walk of life, and especially friends in the time that we have for the next 4 weeks in our country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us and instructs us in this verse of the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah instructs you to be just and do good, to have fair play, to do good to others. In the field of sports, recreation and amusement, we need to understand that at all times, as long as you fulfill the demands of fair play and justice, and as long as you continue to do good to others and not cause harm to others, and this would mean hooliganism and everything will fall into that, that form of recreation will be correct for you to participate. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِتَاءِ الْقُرْبَى, that you fulfill the rights of family people with regard to your financial obligations. That is a little translation of this verse. But the ulama have extended the meaning and the commentary of this verse that you need to have financial prudency in your life. That in the engagement of activities, whether recreation or business, you must always have financial prudency. It must not lead to wastage. It must not lead to fuzul. It must not lead to crass materialism. And that is the limit that Islam sets. And then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse then goes on to say, وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. And Allah prohibits you from evil, from indecency and rebellion. Now in this verse, friends, you be the judge, and we are all intelligent people, there is no need for more elaboration. As long as you fulfill the demands of these six commandments of the verse, fair play and justice, not causing harm to people but doing good to people, be prudent with your financial resources at the time of the creation, and also stay away from indecency, from evil and rebellion. We know that sometimes in the creation there is a bundle of indecency and evil. Gambling, wine, drinking, intermingling of sexes, these are the limits that Islam has set. And having said that, friends, we also need to understand that the primary objective of life is spiritual development, moral development, and anything that hampers the spiritual and moral development of Islam, whether it is in our businesses, whether it is in our home, whether it is in our domestic life, whether it is in the area of recreation and sport and amusement, anything that hampers that will not be permissible in Islam. This is the broad principle that I have mentioned. As we said, the friends, in conclusion, we also need to understand, and this is the crux of my message today, friends, that we need to understand that as Muslims, as Muslims, we always need to be, we need to be smart, we need to be thoughtful, and we need to be responsible. And especially in the next 4 weeks, we need to be extra careful of our smartness, our thoughtfulness, and our responsibility. In every action of ours, Let us ensure that we are smart, thoughtful, and responsible. Let it not be that our thoughts, our behavior, our actions is translated to be unpatriotic to a country that has given us the freedom of practicing our religion. And that is the meaning of being smart, thoughtful, and responsible. Together with that, friends, there's a core principle of life which they can talk of circle of influence and circle of concern. Circle of concern is that we get involved in everything that is beyond our control. Less, there's lots of things that happen in this world that is not in our control that we have concern about. For the next 4 weeks, let us not eat our minds up and our actions about things that is not in our control. But there is an area of circle of influence, that which we have influence over, that which we have control over. What we have control over is our independent actions. And with regard to our independent actions, friends, if we happen to go to the ground and to see the matches, let us understand that we are ambassadors of Islam. Let our behavior and our actions be such that draws people towards Islam. In the sign of our country, only many visitors and guests, it is an opportunity for us to show the kindness that Islam teaches us, the hospitality that Islam teaches us for our guests. These are actions that are responsible actions, that are thoughtful actions, that will help in promoting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will also help our future existence in this country. With these few words, friends, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the Muslimin in this country and internationally. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us behave smart, thoughtful, and responsible. In conclusion, I will just give you one hadith as a guide. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha saying that we used to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and no one knew Rasulullah better than us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we used to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to talk to us, he used to be jovial, he used to joke, we used to discuss things, sometimes we used to argue and we used to debate, sometimes Rasulullah used to help us in the household things, and we knew him better than anybody else, and he was close to us, closer than anybody else. However, when the call of prayer was given, when Adhan was given, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became an absolute stranger to us. There was no one that was more strange to us than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he knew the limit of his time, the time with his family, the time for initiation and the time for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these few words, there is a lesson in this hadith. May Allah guide us, may Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.